The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
It's time to unwind now. What better way to do that than with a big, good book? Summer is a time when many of us finally take time to read, but so many titles now on our shelves and all around us on social media. How do you choose the perfect one? Well, joining me now with their picks and reading trends for this summer are actor Clelia Murphy, who's soon to appear in the stage adaptation of Claudia Carroll's The Secrets of Primrose Square, and Aoife Ridgway, who's stock manager with Do Barry Books. Ladies, you're both very welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Clelia, I'm going to start with you. Before we get into books, congratulations on the upcoming role in The Secrets of Primrose Square. Claudia Carroll's obviously...
her adaptation of the book at the same title. Yeah, it's very exciting.
And so what's it like for you to bring like that world to life as an actor?
Well, what Claudia's managed to do is write a really beautiful play based on these characters that we all know. Like that book... you probably know this as well, but that book was the most downloaded book in 2020 in Ireland and the UK.
Really?
So these are characters that plenty of people know. So she's taken three characters from the fictitious square, Primrose Square. My character is Susan, and my daughter's Melissa, she's 15, and our neighbour, Jane, she's the matriarch of Primrose Square. But Claudia's inspiration... and it's secret in the title, so it's hard to tell this without giving away stuff.
We're talking about this earlier. Bombshell somewhere.
So it's about a secret. So if you want to know the secret, you have to go and see the play, which is in the Everyman and the Gaiety in September. Thank you very much. But our inspiration for the books were an Eleanor Roosevelt quote,
which is brilliant.
Brilliant. Yeah. Woman is a bit like a teabag. You don't know, you know, how strong she's going to get till you throw her into hot water. So that's what Claudia has done with these three women. They are firmly thrown into hot water.
And you bring that whole world to life. Well,
with Marion O'Dwyer and young Liam Murphy. So it's very exciting.
Brilliant. Yeah, what a cast. Really looking forward to it.
I feel like I've won the lotto, both in cast and in story.
Well, that's a great book to actually start us off with. But like, take us to your summer pick for this year. If you were now in a bookstore and you had to say to someone, take this, read this, I highly recommend this, what book would you give us?
Do you just want one now?
That's just the first one. Just
okay,
the first one. You can have many, many more.
Okay. Well, I have to say that I go to Liz Nugent for all of my...
love her.
So we've started a book club called Liz Nugent Recommends.
Oh my. She's just the best writer though, isn't
she? She's really hard, right. Okay.
She hasn't got anything coming up, has she?
She has.
Has she?
Yeah, she has a pre-order that she can pre-order now.
I think February or March she'll have a new one.
Okay, well, I'm going on holidays at the end of August, if there's anybody out there with the preview of it.
Get a hold of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is it? What's it called? Oh, can you say anything about it?
I don't know if I can say anything about
it. Okay, maybe move on.
It was announced there recently. The name neglects me now. But I think February, March next
year. Have a Google of Liz Nugent.
I haven't seen advance copies yet.
She's listening in.
And if you haven't...
needle some people.
Yeah, and if you haven't read her books yet either.
I have. Oh, I've read all of them. They're brilliant.
Well, if you haven't... get them now in anticipation. And all things Claudia Carroll, of course.
Yes, of course. Okay, sorry, I stopped you there. So what's recommendation?
So Liz gave me this recommendation, We Live Here Now by Sarah Pinsborough.
Mm.
Right, so this is a love... have you read this? It's a real gothic mystery, spooky read. Mm. It's about a character called Emily and her husband Freddie. And Emily, at the beginning of the book, she's after having a terrible accident. She's woken up from a coma. And one of the last things she had in her Google search was this house out... I think it was in Devon. So it's in the Dartmoor Moors?
Yes.
In Devon. So it's isolated. It's a bit spooky. So her husband goes, this is a great place for us to get out of London, get away from the past, and we'll buy this house. So she's heavily medicated at the very beginning of the book, right?
I'm already hooked.
Already hooked, right? It's a proper... thriller, spooky, where you don't know where you're going. And this is one book that I did not see the ending coming.
Wow.
So the house starts getting a little bit spooky. And of course, she's the only one who sees the spookiness in the house because her husband he's still going back to London for a few days' work and he hasn't properly moved. So instead of getting freaked out, she decides, well, either I'm going mad and it's the medication, or it is this house. So she goes on a kind of a one-woman mission.
So just give us the title of that
again. We Live Here Now.
Okay, well, that's definitely one that
we're going to be... proper gothic read.
Wow.
Yeah. I love a book where you can't tell if it's the supernatural or the psychological.
Yeah.
That's
and you won't,
all about
you
me.
Won't... The book will bring you all that way. You will not figure this out. I didn't. And I love being able to go, I saw that coming.
Well, Talia's not giving anything away.
No, I'm not giving
anything.
It's all secrets.
Yeah. Aoife, so your book or your job sounds like a fantastic job to have. Tell us what it means to be the stock manager for DuParry, because you just seem to be the one who gets to read all the books, make all the recommendations.
It is fantastic. I was just talking about this. It kind of engages the English lover, you know, literature reader part of me, where I get to talk with publishers, get to read all the new releases, get to request my favourite author's books and get a sneaky early copy and feel really smug about that. And also getting to look at things like the sales history, trends in the market. Things.
So you have to look at data and stuff.
Yes.
And see what's working, what isn't. And then you go out and buy those books. And do you make recommendations or do you talk to the shops and the stores about what's working for them?
So for us in DuBray, it's very much our booksellers and our managers have a lot of input and say into what actually gets stocked in their shop. And we will always listen to, like, they do a lot of their own ordering because we always want to have our booksellers be people who can recommend what they read. And I think that you can go in and they're really passionate about what they sell. It's not just stuff that I'm flinging out at them. So they'll feedback a lot to me about what the books they love are. They'll sell stuff that I'll catch, you know, sometimes I catch up later being like, oh, wow, this is taken off. And it's because someone in the shops loves it and is selling the hell out of it.
Yeah, that's so important as well to listen back, isn't it? But tell us, what are the trends that you're spotting for this summer?
For this summer, I think, so in general for summer reading, you do get a lot, people want their beach reads and their kind of lighter fare. The biggest trend in literature at the moment that I can see is things like the book talk romantasy. So that is romance fantasy.
Romance fantasy. What is that?
So
it's not all romance fantasy.
Well, it's the fantasy elements like your Tolkien, the kind of dragons and,
okay,
and elves and things.
Not
and
fantasy
fairies.
Like I wish my husband would not invite me.
it's on a dragon.
Yes,
that's what we're looking at. I wish my husband Guido would bring me out on a dragon to eat.
Exactly, yeah. It's the ultimate escapist fantasy for people
who
want to live in Tolkien world and have a roller in the hay.
Yeah, right, brilliant. Okay, so that's something.
So that's been huge, especially among kind of like young female readers, because it's pure escapist. Really, a lot of like rich detail. Mm. People getting really into it. So that's been massive, and a lot of it is led from what people are recommending on TikTok, which is really interesting to see because it's very people led. It's not necessarily the books that publishers are putting big money into trying to promote. A lot of it is stuff that kind of pops up properly grassroots.
Word of mouth is always huge in Ireland. So now it's huge in the world now when you think about it. It's always word of mouth. People would say, did you see that? Did you read that? It's that water cooler moment.
Yeah.
And you know, I always say, the books that I'm really interested in reading are often the ones that are quiet when they first launch. Mm. And then about 4 months later, you start hearing people go, have you read that? Oh my God, have you read that? When I perk my ears up.
I never read anything that has just come out. I have one book that has literally just come out. But like I'll go back to stuff there's such a rich tapestry of stuff to dive back into that. Yeah, and
there's so much there's so much around that I want to actually get some recommendations.
Sorry.
So, Aoife, can you just give us maybe a few of your top picks or what DuBray, who I've pronounced as DuBarry, I recognise.
That's right, it happens all the time.
The shoe line. What would you recommend or what's hot on the list?
So, my number one book for this year, and I don't think anything is going to supplant it, is a book called The Names by Florence Knapp.
I'm writing this down.
It is one I would recommend it to my dad, to my mom, to my sister, to anyone off the street. It's something that I think everyone would
take. It's called The Names and it's by
Florence Knapp.
Go on.
And she's an English writer, but she has a great interest in, she's reading a lot of Irish literature at the moment. So actually one of the stories takes place in Ireland. But what it is about is it's a woman who is, she's in a domestic violence situation. She is on her way to the registry, to the office, to register the name of her child. And she has to decide whether she wants to name it the name her husband wants, the name she wants, or the name her young daughter would like. And at that point, the novel splits into three and shows you what the life of that child would have been like had it been named one thing or the other or the other.
Love.
And it tells you the story of each of those three names over a span of years. And what happened to the child just based on that one decision that she makes about what she names it.
Wow, well, that's extraordinary. Yeah, so sort of a sliding
doors
moment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's the what could have been And it's handled so well. It never feels like you're getting tossed from one story to the other. They all, each of them is as interesting as the other.
Well, ladies, I am terrible at my job because I only got two books out of you for the whole segment here. But look, we're going to put some of the recommendations that you've made, Aoife, up online after the programme. But unfortunately and sadly, I've run out of time. And my thanks to Clelia Murphy, actor, and coming back to the stage very soon in September. You can check that out. And also to Aoife Ridgway, who's stock manager at Dubray Books. And thank you both very much for coming in to me today.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.